something like that. There is a feeling that maybe maybe that's not the case. Mm-hmm. I don't think you should actively get involved.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it might make the difference between winning and losing if you could say something.
Yeah,
like
I should
have Ziegler say something.
Yeah, well, we could get a question platted on the thing, and
matter of fact, the Chinese ambassador, foreign minister from Taiwan, came in to see me the last day up there and made that request. And he said a lot of people think that the president really doesn't have his heart in it, and that you're working hard, but they're not sure that the White House and so forth. And I said that's not true, of course, as you know, the president said.
I think it's the level of visibility, but I think a Ziegler statement I think would be very appropriate.
Yes.
As I said, as you know, I did receive those that group of congressmen that got some quite a bit of play.
That's right.
And
I think if you could do something like that, so if we lose it, you can later on say that you...
Yeah, well, frankly, I don't want to lose it, though. I think it's the being fighting this battle and then having the right wing take off on the United Nations and everything else would be a hell of a thing.
That's right.
And
it's awfully close.
And it's close enough that it could be won, it seems to me, now.
I think we should make every effort.
It's close enough that it could be won because, as I said, when you look at some of these votes, they just shouldn't be on the other side.
That's right.
Because they depend so much on us. I mean, good God, Israel. Israel, we're their only friend. They shouldn't vote against us on this.
Well, I think they've got to vote with us. If they don't vote with us...
Well, that's the part. They need to be told that quite directly, it seems to me.
Well, Henry told them, I've told them.
I know.
Well, you know.
Well, I think maybe some of that will, I would hope, would come through in the end, but...